This is an executive summary of capital gains tax deferral through a 1031 exchange, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When people say a 1031 exchange defers capital gains, they understate it. A well-structured exchange postpones up to four separate taxes at once, keeping every dollar of equity invested in compounding instead of going to the government. Over a lifetime, and especially when paired with estate planning, that deferral can compound into substantially more wealth, and can even become permanent elimination for your heirs. This guide explains exactly which taxes a 1031 defers, how the deferral works mechanically, why compounding makes it so powerful, and how this strategy culminates in the swap till you drop estate plan. An exchange can defer four taxes: federal capital gains tax, state capital gains tax, depreciation recapture, and the 3.8% net investment income tax, NIIT. Together these can claim a quarter to well over a third of a gain in a high-tax state, all of which stays invested when you exchange instead of sell. Most investors think only of the federal capital gains rate, but on a long-held, depreciated property the recapture component is often the largest piece, and state tax can add another double-digit layer. The full stack is what makes deferral so valuable. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.